Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beyond the Ballpark podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Patrick Moran, and today we're going to be wrapping up the team series with the Cincinnati Reds. We'll be getting you everything you need to know about the team in Cincinnati. Before we get to that, we thank you so much for listening, as usual. If you like this podcast, please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate any support we could get. 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts would be greatly appreciated as well. Always welcoming new fans if you want to share this podcast. So you can do that if you would like as well. And check out the merchandise bar in the description below. We got some great merchandise over there. We got some shirts. We got some sweatshirts. We got more stuff. You know, it's all great. Brendan is not with me today, but we could both say that, we have very good apparel to be on the ballpark. So if you would like to rep your favorite podcast, please feel free to do and check out our merchandise in the description after you're done listening to this episode. Brendan and I have a good episode planned, which we will hopefully get out sooner or later. So stay tuned for that if you are interested to turn on those notifications on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. But today we're going to be talking about, as I mentioned in the intro, the Cincinnati Reds, as this is the last team that we have to nail in the team series. So it'll be over after this. You can check out all the previous teams. I know not all of them are up to date. Sadly, we won't be updating them. This is the last time we'll be doing this. And one more thing before we get into it. We have a new introduction. I'm trying to get that introduction up and running on, the publishing site I use. I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't nailed it down yet as of the time of this recording. But hopefully when you guys are listening to this episode, I will have changed it and I will have made, that substitution. So it's a really great intro. If we get it to work, I hope you guys like it. Kind of a minor change, but still thought it was cool to mention. But I know you guys came here to listen for the Cincinnati Reds, and you will get just that. Reds fans, this is your episode, so let's get started. So at catcher, we got Tyler Stevenson. I just kind of went with maybe not the stereotypical lineup, maybe that's playing day in and day out, but kind of like, the best they can offer. The Cincinnati Reds are interesting, which we'll get to at the end of the episode. We'll kind of recap how they've been doing this season and what they're looking to do moving forward. But Tyler Stevenson, a catcher. Tyler Stevenson's, I think, a really good player. He hasn't really shown it this year. He hasn't quite been there. Definitely a bat first catcher. That some catchers are bat first catchers, but he is one of them. But in 362 at bats, he has a .240 average, 8 homers, 39 RBIs, no stolen bags, and a .676 OPS. Tyler Stevenson is, again, he's underperforming this year at the plate. But we know he's talented, and he's 26 years old. So I think there's more to expect from Stevenson. He looked really good last year before the injury, maybe an all-star candidate last year. Not really that this year, but I have some faith in him. Former top prospect, top 100 prospect per MLB Pipeline. So definitely a guy to keep an eye out for. Hopefully he takes a step forward, and hopefully he can kind of regain some of that mojo he had from last year. And at first base, we have a newcomer, I believe. Yeah, we have Christian Encarnacion Strand, who I believe set the record for the longest last name in Major League Baseball, which is a pretty cool fact. I mean, it's very long, Encarnacion Strand on the back of a jersey. But that's not the point. The point is that we're talking about him as a player. And in 84 at-bats at the big league level, he has a .250 average, 3 homers, 14 RBIs, no stolen bases, and a .689 OPS. I don't know if anyone who follows this podcast follows minor league baseball or is prospect, or has any prospect knowledge. Fun fact, shameless plug, me and my friend Philip are going to, had a prospect podcast going. So if you want to check in on the future stars of Major League Baseball, I highly recommend that. I also recommend the call, even though I'm not sponsored by them. But Christian Encarnacion Strand was tearing it up at AAA. This guy was gotten from the Minnesota Twins in the Tyler Molly trade, which is looking not great for the Twins right now. Definitely not looking that great because Spencer Steer's been playing well, arguably could have been an all-star, and then you have Christian Encarnacion Strand, who can absolutely mash as well. He's got a really good arm, some really good power. He's just really good all around. maybe like a corner infield, corner outfield type player. You know, not really, doesn't really have a strong defensive home. Probably will just wind up being at first base or DH for the long run. But he's really good, and he definitely knows how to hit. And the way you win ball games is by runs. So, Christian Encarnacion Strand has a really bright future ahead of him. Second base, Jonathan India. This is very interesting. I think, you know, kind of the Reds infield is up for debate. I just have this infield down, and you'll hear it a little bit more. Jonathan India in 394 at-bats is a .251 average, 14 homers, 52 RBIs, 12 stolen bags, and a .745 OPS. Jonathan India might be the odd man out at the end of the day. Who knows? It kind of just depends what the Reds want to do with Jonathan India. And he's 26. Maybe not the rookie of the year that we saw in 2021, but he's a pretty good ball player overall for sure. You know, he's having a solid year at second base. Definitely a bat first player, not as known for the glove, I feel like. But he can certainly help you. And it's weird that he's 26 years old and he's like a veteran presence for the Cincinnati Reds. So, you know, Jonathan India, he might get traded. He might not. I mean, the Reds have a lot of like legit prospects in the infield. And, you know, we're going to have to see how it all, you know, shakes out. But, you know, Jonathan India, he's helping him win right now at the plate. The Reds will certainly take that. And now we get to shortstop. I have Matt McClain at shortstop. Matt McClain's been very solid this year. Ever since he was a first round draft pick in 2021, I remember watching him get drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. Looked like a high floor, low ceiling kind of guy out of UCLA when he was drafted. You know, kind of a second base shortstop type guy, maybe second because of the stature. In 317 at bats, he has a .297 average, 12 homers, 41 RBIs, 9 stolen bases, and an .866 OPS. This guy's just been tearing it up ever since he got called up this year. In almost any other year, this guy would probably be winning Rookie of the Year. Obviously not, because, you know, Corbin Carroll exists. But Matt McClain is excellent. I expect him to finish top five. He has been really solid up the middle for the Cincinnati Reds. Future second baseman, future shortstop is yet to be determined. But he will play one of those two most likely. And can play a little bit of third as well if you need him to. But this guy's been raking at the plate. He has been excellent, and he is definitely part of this young core for the Cincinnati Reds so far this year. And the Ellie De La Cruz show is here. I have him at third base. He has been pretty unbelievable. I mean, he's cooled off as of late, but this kid's talent is through the roof. 21 years old, signed out of the Dominican Republic, I believe. Was called up this year and in 239 at bats. He's batting .264, 10 homers, 26 RBIs, 18 stolen bases, and a .775 OPS. This kid is flat out a five tool player. He hits for power. He hits the ball so hard. He runs for days. He has one of the best sprint speeds in the game, if not the best, from first to third or home to third. I don't remember off the dome, but Ellie De La Cruz is just a special talent. He has the potential to be the face of the Cincinnati Reds franchise. He is an unbelievable talent, and they were able to get out of the Dominican Republic back a few years ago now. But Ellie De La Cruz he seems like an alien at times. Sometimes it's just like, how is this guy even real? He's just that talented, and he's going to make a great third baseman with that rocket arm. In left field, I have Spencer Steer. He's kind of like a Christian Encarnacion Strand type guy, in that sense. Doesn't really have a defensive home, but he can definitely mash. 427 at bats. He's a .272 average, 18 homers, 66 RBIs, 10 stolen bases, and an .823 OPS. Spencer Steer's a guy that could definitely hit. He could have been an All Star this year. I do not believe he was, but he's certainly hitting like one. Was in the same trade as Christian Encarnacion Strand in the Tyler Molly deal with the Minnesota Twins. I'm sure the Minnesota Twins would love to have a Spencer Steer and a Christian Encarnacion Strand right now, because those two guys are pretty elite talents. And Spencer Steer looks like he's going to have a really good major league career at age 25 years old. Now in center field, we have TJ Friedl. TJ Friedl's just a fun little player, kind of. I mean, you know, he's been pretty solid this year. 346 at bats, 277 average, 10 homers, 46 RBIs, 22 stolen bases, 784 OPS. Doesn't have a lot of pop, but he can definitely steal some bases for you and could probably play a good center field. I don't know too much about TJ Friedl, but that's just kind of the impression I get from him. And he just seems like a fun little player. He's just, you know, maybe like a bit of a scrapper if you like scrappers at all. So TJ Friedl is definitely a solid piece for the Reds to have. A very high floor, low ceiling kind of guy. And then at right field, we have Will Benson. Will Benson has been phenomenal for the Cincinnati Reds ever since getting traded from Cleveland. This guy was a top 30 guy in the Guardian system, I believe, last year. And then the Guardians pulled the plug on him, and he's just taken off the Reds. Will Benson's been part of this young core as well, 25 years old. It's been a revelation in the corner. I expect a lot out of Will Benson. I think he's a very solid ball player. I think the success is attainable. Maybe he won't be as hot in the future as he is right now, but he can certainly be a good ball player in a corner outfield spot for the Cincinnati Reds, and he can definitely help them win that way. And then at DH, a fan favorite, coming to the end of his career. But he's been really good. He's in for a lot of power in the limited time. Joey Votto. Joey Votto in 147 at-bats, has a .211 average, 13 homers, 31 RBIs, no stolen bases, and an .832 OPS. Joey Votto's been a career Red. He's been a Red forever and a day. And, you know, Joey Votto means so much to Cincinnati. He'll retire in the next 2 years, whether it's after this season or after next season. He's a very memorable player. One of the few baseball players out of Canada, fun fact. You know, Joey Votto's hitting for some power this year. Not really hitting for average, but certainly hitting for power. And it's good to know that the Reds have some guys that are going to be able to take the first base DH spot after Joey Votto leaves, whether it's a Christian Encarnacion Strand who takes over at first, or Spencer Steer, something like that. But yeah, Joey Votto is going to end on a really good note, I think. And he's just been, he's one of the better players, I would say, of this young century so far. 2000s, 2010s, he's just been really good. Now we move on to the rotation. And we have some guys that are injured, but, you know, we're kind of barring injury right now. Hunter Green, I have as the ace. Hunter Green is an electric arm. He was the number 2 overall pick back in 2017. And very interesting, he could have been a top 2 pick if he was a shortstop. So that's pretty cool, two-way guy coming out of high school. In 14 games this year, he has a 2-4 record, 3.93 ERA, 73 and a third innings, 100 strikeouts, and a 1.35 whip. Hunter Green has an electric arm. He throws 100 miles an hour. He is definitely a bright spot. I think this Reds rotation is pretty young. They have a lot of really good guys that are going to be good in the future. Hunter Green, I think, is going to be at the front line of that, probably leading this rotation, would be my best guess. And then the second guy will be in the top 2 spots in the rotation. Nick Lodolo. Nick Lodolo sadly got hurt. I believe he's out for the rest of the year. But Nick Lodolo, really, really good left-handed arm. And we saw it last year with Cincinnati Reds when he got the call to the big leagues for his first full season. In 7 games this year, he's 2-1 with a 6.29 ERA, 34 and a third innings, 47 strikeouts, and 1.75 whip. Don't really take the numbers into account because, like I said, he's hurt. He's not going to be back for the rest of this year. But just like Hunter Green, we know like Nick Lodolo is super talented. He was a first-round pick as well. And I think it's going to be him and Hunter Green leading this rotation for years and years to come. And I think Cincinnati fans should be very excited. And then next up, we got Graham Ashcraft. Graham Ashcraft is a very interesting guy. He's 25 years old. He's solid. I think he's a solid guy to have in the rotation. 22 games, 6-7 records, 4.95 ERA, 120 innings, 88 strikeouts, and a 1.41 whip. Graham Ashcraft is definitely interesting. I think he has the stuff to be really good, but trying to put it together in his young career. So we'll see what he does moving forward, but I think he is going to be beneficial to this Cincinnati Reds pitching staff. And then in the 4-hole, we got Andrew Abbott. Andrew Abbott's a really good pitching prospect, or was a really good pitching prospect until he graduated. he's just been amazing in the back end of the rotation. 13 games, 7-3 record, 2.95 ERA, 76 and a third innings, 83 strikeouts, and 1.1 whip. Kind of a smaller sample size, but it's been great so far, and I hope he continues the success moving forward, because I think he's going to be a great guy for the Reds to have kind of the middle back end of a rotation for the future. This Reds rotation is really young. I mean, you're hearing me talk about the future a lot. It's true, because this Reds rotation is built for the future. And then last but not least in this rotation, we have Brandon Williamson. Brandon Williamson in 16 games this year has a 4-2 record, 4.33 ERA, 81 innings, 70 strikeouts, and a 1.22 whip. Brandon Williamson was originally in the Mariners system. He was in the Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez trade that happened at the beginning of last year, so 2022 offseason. I think Brandon Williams is really talented. He's, you know, him and Nicola Dolo and Andrew Abbott are going to be those crafty lefties in the rotation. Brandon Williamson is a big kid, big arm, and big potential out of him. So definitely looking forward to that. Very young rotation overall, and Reds fans should be excited. There's a lot to project for the future. And now we move on to the bullpen. And in the closer role, we have Alexis Diaz. Alexis Diaz, the brother of Edwin Diaz. Both were on Team Puerto Rico, I believe. In the World Baseball Classic, Edwin got hurt. He has not pitched this year at all, which is very sad. He got injured in the World Baseball Classic, and it's doubly shown with the Mets. But that's a story for another day. 54 games, 4-4 record, 2.39 ERA, 52 and two-thirds innings, 73 strikeouts, and 1.06 whip. Alexis Diaz has an electric arm, and if the Reds were selling at the deadline, he would have been a pretty hot name, I think, because the Reds are in the spot of contention, which we'll get to a little bit later. You know, he's got to be that guy for them. Alexis Diaz, I think he's going to be locking down games for the Reds for a long, long time, and it's going to be pretty cool. Alexis Diaz and Edwin Diaz, the battle of the brothers, in two different divisions, I think is going to be pretty cool. So, and then next up, we got Lucas Sims. I mean, this Reds rotation is just kind of like solid overall. You can kind of pick which guys you want to talk about. You know, Lucas Sims in 50 games this year has a 3-3 record, 4 ERA on the dot, 45 innings, 56 strikeouts, and a 1.24 whip. It's just a matter of who you want to pick and talk about in this Reds bullpen. I mean, it's pretty solid overall. And Ian Jabois has been a really good revelation story for them this year. We'll touch on him a little bit. Jabois this year, 55 games, 8-2 record, 3.30 ERA, 57 and a third innings, 51 strikeouts, and 1.22 whip. Again, the Reds bullpen just solid. It's been able to hold its own, I think, as a unit. And that's pretty good. But those are two guys that, you know, have kind of just been solid for the Reds and kind of some standouts. Prospect. We will get you the prospect you need to know about. Noel V. Marte, who was acquired for Luis Castillo at last year's deadline. You know, pretty legit prospect here. It was a pretty big haul for the Mariners to give up for Luis Castillo, but Luis Castillo fits so well in Seattle. He got that extension last year in season. But Noel V. Marte is pretty good. He's 21 years old, 6 foot, 216 pounds. You know, he's righty. He was signed in 2018 by the Seattle Mariners. He is expected to come up next year per MLB Pipeline. Power over hit tool, but Noel Marte is definitely a masher at the plate. He's in AAA right now. He's got a 50 hit grade, 60 power grade, 55 run grade, 55 arm, 50 field, and a 55 overall. And then if we look at the stats this year, he's got across three teams, rookie ball, AA, and AAA. I think rookie ball might have been some rehab because he might have been hurt. He's a 280. The slash line is a 280. 358, 461, with an 819 OPS. In 88 games with 322 at-bats, he has 65 runs scored, 93 hits, 19 doubles, 4 triples, 11 homers, 45 RBIs, 40 walks, 67 strikeouts, 17 stolen bases. I think Noel Marte is going to be a really good third-base shortstop-type guy. Yet to be determined where he's going to be long term, but he play either of them. He's kind of just being experimented, got some time in the fall league at both positions. So I think Noelvi Marte is a pretty legit prospect. And although you did give up Luis Castillo, definitely a great prospect to get back. Him and Edwin Arroyo are fantastic, I think. And now we get to the jersey segment. We got the away jersey. Away jersey's fine. Kind of for any team. The away jersey is the worst jersey, so kind of straightforward at this point. Home jersey, I think the home jersey is nice. It's pretty classic. It's a staple, I think, for the Cincinnati Reds. And definitely solid. Definitely a solid jersey. And then next up, I got the alternate, which says, I believe, Reds in script. It's a red jersey. I think that's really nice. I think that looks clean. Definitely a good alternate. One of the better ones in baseball. And then the last one, we got the City Connect as the number one. I think the City Connect is some gat. I think it's fire. And it's really, really nice. It's old school but new school, which I think is a perfect blend for a City Connect jersey. So they definitely hit it out of the park with the City Connects. And we'll see what more we have. We'll see more City Connects next year with a couple more teams. And then we go to Players of the Week. We'll bring this back. I know we haven't done it a whole lot, but we will definitely we'll bring it back in the regular season. So if we look at who is available, if we pull it up. So I apologize. It's not as easy when you don't have your co-host today, which is fine. So. So we go to the Player of the Week. We got Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves. We're actually changing up Hitter of the Week. Hitter of the Week is going to be a little bit different. Instead of doing it for each league, we're going to just do a hitter and a pitcher. Doesn't matter the league at all. Matt Olson's been having a monster year, and he had a monster week, taking the home run leaderboard. Currently ahead of Shohei in that Triple Crown race in that aspect. He mashed this week, had four home runs. He was driving in a lot of runs. He was driving in a few, had seven RBIs this week. The Braves mashed against the New York Mets, so definitely an advantage there. But Matt Olson's an absolute stud. Now move on to pitchers. We will check that out. And Freddy Peralta is your pitcher of the week. Freddy Peralta which was yesterday against the Chicago White Sox in Chicago, went six innings. He had four hits, no earned runs, three walks, six strikeouts. Really solid start out of Freddy Peralta. He's just been really good. He's just been pretty solid. He fits really well with the Milwaukee Brewers. If he wasn't on the Brewers, he'd probably be an ace or a number two. So the fact that he's behind Burns and Woodruff is pretty insane. So those are your players of the week right there. And last thoughts on the Cincinnati Reds. They're definitely in an interesting spot. Ever since they called up Ellie De La Cruz, it's just kind of been they took off from there. It's very similar to what the Orioles did last year. My Orioles call up Adley Rutschman, everything turns around. They're currently fighting for the crown of the NL Central with the Milwaukee Brewers. My personal opinion is that I don't think they're going to take it, unfortunately. But they certainly do have a shot. But it's tough because I think there's a very good chance that if they don't win the division, they don't get to make the postseason. So that'll definitely be an interesting race to watch down the stretch with Cincinnati Reds. And that's all I got. And the team series is officially over. So, guys, if you did enjoy this episode, we would appreciate a follow. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Leave us a rating if you would like to on any of those platforms that I just mentioned. Merchandise is in the description. Hopefully, I'll update the intro because I do have a great one that I can insert. And hopefully, you guys can enjoy. And Brendan and I will get you an episode very soon. We have a great one planned. As I mentioned, don't want to spoil anything, so I will keep you on your toes. Turn on notifications if you would want to see that. And check out my other two podcasts. I have two other ones. I have Bird's Eye View talking about the Orioles. with Josh Solomon and Noah Hamilton, as well as a little bit of Philip Conrad, who comes in every now and then. So if you want to check that out, that is on YouTube only. And then my prospect podcast, we don't have an official name. Originally, it was on the majors, but we're shifting it to talk about prospects. So stay tuned for that. Just for now, at the time of this recording, you can find Eye on the Majors, and it should be changed very, very soon, and we should have some prospect talk for you very soon. But that is all for me this time around. We'll see you next time.